North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast.
On MSONewsSports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Wednesday, February 26, 2020.
School officials say that they haven't reached a crucial point with student and staff illnesses amid what has been a severe winter flu season throughout the region. But that didn't stop many districts from doing germ blasting in their schools over February vacation. John Castelluccio writing in today's Salem News that the Hamilton-Wenham Regional School District facilities team, in fact, posted a video to its Twitter feed of its new electrostatic applicators in action. And in the video, staff members could be seen walking through the school buildings with their handheld sprayer disinfecting lunch counters, exercise equipment, locker rooms, classroom door handles, and desks. School officials in Danvers and Peabody said that absences due to illnesses have been within normal expectations so far, but notices have gone home to parents to remind about basic hygiene, such as regular hand washing and keeping students home if they're sick, according to Mark Kerbel, the interim superintendent in the Peabody Public Schools.
Taylor Ann Bradford writes in today's Gloucester Times, the city of Gloucester will officially request from the Massachusetts legislature to be released from restrictions of the state constitution's Article 97 governing Meadows Field. The city council voted 8-1 to request relief from Article 97, which protects open spaces from changes in use and development as the city looks to build a new combined elementary school at Veterans Memorial School campus at 11 Webster Street, which includes Meadows Field. The new school would house schoolchildren who now attend Veterans and East Gloucester Elementary Schools. The project is expected to cost $73 million, much of which will be paid for by the state. Much more on this story in today's Gloucester Times.
In Swampscott, there are 10 offices up for grab in the upcoming town election. At least two will be contested. David McClellan writing in today's Daily Item that voters will be asked to choose two candidates to fill two seats on the 5 select board. Five people will appear on the ballot for those two seats. They are incumbents Laura Spathanis and Vice Chair Naomi Dreeben, residents David Grishman and Stephen Williams, and Neil Duffy. The two candidates who received the most votes will be selected to three-year terms. Nomination papers are still available at the town clerk's office in Swampscott. Residents must obtain 50 signatures. They will have been to be placed on the ballot. The last day to take out nomination papers is March 5, and nomination papers are due March 10.
Taylor Ann Bradford's also writing in today's Gloucester Times, Beth Swan's Out at Sea has been chosen as the official commemorative medal for Gloucester's 400th birthday in 2023. The other finalists were Alexis Ciparini and Shannon Wilkins. Living in Gloucester is a special privilege, Swan wrote in a statement read by Tri-Chairperson of the Gloucester 400 Steering Committee, Ruth Pino, as Swan was not able to attend the meeting Tuesday night. Depicting some facets of our multifaceted and vibrant home, Swan wrote, it is an honor. In addition to having her artwork as the official medallion of the city's quadricentennial, Swan received $10,000. Pino is quoted as saying, there are lots of passionate people in this room. This passion centers on one thing, Gloucester. As a resident of the seaside community, Swan is grateful to live in an area with such a rich working waterfront history, lively community of artisans, and extraordinary scenic beauty. More on the story in today's Gloucester Times.
The man who was killed in Monday night's double shooting in Lynn on Jones Terrace has been identified by authorities as Christopher Gutierrez, age 34, of Lynn. The other victim, a 22-year-old man, remains in the hospital but is expected to survive, according to the Essex County District Attorney's Office. Police responded to the area of 4 Jones Terrace in a small cul-de-sac off of Boston Street shortly after 6 p.m. on Monday and found two men suffering from gunshot wounds. The Daily Item of Lynn has more on this story in today's paper.
The price of gasoline in Massachusetts remains unchanged, but some price fluctuation could be on the horizon, according to AAA Northeast. Self-serve regular is selling for an average of $2.44 per gallon in Massachusetts, the same as last week. That price is 3 cents lower than the national average, but 8 cents per gallon higher than the Bay State price a year ago. AAA spokeswoman Mary McGuire is quoted as saying gasoline prices are likely to fluctuate in the coming weeks, but not drastically, as the winter driving season nears its end and refineries undergo maintenance. AAA found an 83-cent range in prices, from a low of $2.22 for a gallon of regular to a high of $3.05.
You have been listening to North Shore Today, a daily news podcast produced by MSONewsSports.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for joining us. Be sure to tell friends about the new podcast as well. And you can always email us with any comments or suggestions on any of our programming here by emailing us at msonewsports@gmail.com. msonewsports@gmail.com. Have a great Wednesday.